Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Let us sing together of Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Lord of hosts, how lovely thy tabernacles are. For them my heart is yearning in banishment afar. My soul is longing, fainting, thy sacred courts to see. My heart and flesh are crying, O living God, for thee. And what follows? Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, the verses 1 through 15. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 28, the first 15 verses. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Vanessa, our oldest member, who was diagnosed with cancer. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is pleased thee in thy providence and in thy great mercy to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day. And then on this Lord's Day, then we may commemorate the resurrection of thy dear Son from the grave as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Were on that special day, it has been declared, the Lord is risen indeed. And now, Lord, by renewal, it is already the fourth Lord's Day that we are called upon to gather under the circumstances that are known unto thee. Then thy hand of judgments, they are heavy upon this earth, but they are also heavy upon thy church. And may we be given to feel that hand. May there be a people amongst us under the circumstances that have a heavy heart, that are filled with sadness, that are filled with sorrow. But may there also be souls amongst us that may be laden with guilt. O Lord, then in the past, then thy holy house, it has been desecrated by our world conformity. And then a house of buying and selling, may that become our guilt, And now we read in thy holy word that the prophet has declared in the days of old concerning the children of Israel, when they have come under thy heavy judgments, that thou wast weighed to be gracious, that thou wast looked, that thou wast weighed to see whether among thy chosen people, under thy chastising hand, that there would be a returning and a repentance. So also in the past week, then thou wast waited for another week, and then thy all-searching eye goeth from dwelling to dwelling, and from heart to heart, whether there was a turning, even in an outward way, as among the Ninevites, with a confession of our sin, and a crying unto thee. But above all, Lord, that there may be that true repentance, that godly sorrow, wrought by thy Holy Spirit, that worketh that repentance. And to that end, then we humbly ask of thee, ah, Lord, if thou leaveth us over to the hardening of the heart, then thou will have to wait from week to week and from month to month. And then we shall only become satisfied and hardened under thy judgments. Thou hast declared in thy word that thou lovest the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. Another psalmist has declared that thou wilt abundantly provide their provision and provide the poor with bread in thy house, that thou shalt close thy priest with thy salvation, and that thy saints shall shout for joy. It is in the midst of thy house that thou wast promised a special blessing, and all, Lord, may then that need be sorely felt also in this day, on this special day, when we may commemorate the resurrection of thy dear Son. May many prayers be sent into heaven, unto heaven, and may we come in our great guilt, and the need to be pardoned, and that the time may come that by renewal, that as congregations, that we may gather together within the walls of thy house, then it is true, then thou still grantest the means, that we may still listen, that we may still proclaim thy word. And then we humbly ask thee for a blessing upon the same. Oh, may it be experienced in this very day, that the Lord is risen indeed. And then on the day of the resurrection, then thou wast visited thy church, where there was a need, where there was an unbearable need, a need accompanied with love and prayer unto thee, the living God. And then it has pleased thee to not only appear unto thy people, but to instruct them in the ways of salvation. May there have been souls in this past week that have been busy with their spices, mingled with their tears, and accompanied with many prayers, and that have begged of thee and that even under the circumstances, that they may receive a visit from Thee. In the life of Thy people, there can be so many riddles and so many perplexities. They are so foolish in heavenly ways. Ah, may they be stirred up. May in this very day, may there be souls that may be given to hear what they have received of Thee, that we despise not the day of small things, for Thy people. Then even the smallest becomes great. But may they also be given to hear what they miss. And may on this very day, may their missing become greater than their possession. Then there is room to receive a visit and to receive instruction. Lord, on the day of the resurrection, it has went through the depths for Thy church. But then in the evening hour, then Thou wast opened their understanding. It is written in Thy word that He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Be then a surprising God, Lord, on the day of the resurrection, then Thou wast not visited the unconverted, not the keepers, not the Sanhedrin, not Pontius Pilate, but, Thou wast risen as King, that Thou may gather a church unto Thyself. What Thou wast merited for Thy church in the state of humiliation, that Thou applies in the state of exaltation. And to that end, we humbly beg of Thee, may it please Thee to visit the unconverted with Thy grace, by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be placed in their guilt, in their missing, and that they may join that poor and needy people, that seeking people, that can give nothing to themselves, that are so dependent upon Thee for everything, and that come in the guilt with everything. Lord, it is so missed, that sorrow and that guilt. May it please Thee under Thy judgments, that Thou truly may grant a revival among young and old. Lord, we may thank Thee that also in the past week that Thou wast placed a fiery wall round about us concerning the sickness that is found over the length and the breadth of the earth, and what maketh us to differ. We may still be in the precious day of grace. Then in the past week, then we have gathered with the family, even part of the family. We have stood on the cemetery round an open grave. The past Lord's Day, their beloved, was still upon the earth, and now she is under the earth. Wilt Thou uphold that mourning family, especially under the circumstances of, under Thy judgments, of in a special way, remember the husband and father, O Lord. Place thy hands underneath them. Grant them a place at thy footstool. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones that grieve over the loss of beloved ones? Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones? Their thoughts also multiply. Remember them in their loneliness. Remember the care home with all those that care for them. Remember the sick and the afflicted. Then our oldest member, a widow, has also received the tidings that she has that dreadful disease. And then we commend her unto thee for body and for soul. Wilt thou be our helper ever near for the remaining time that thou hast allotted unto her upon this earth? And under the circumstances may she experience in special ways that thou knowest of her. Wilt thou remember all that are afflicted, troubles of the body, the troubles of the mind, the crosses, the burdens? Wilt thou remember the handicapped and those that care for them? We remember the twins that are still in the hospital. Thou wast given much improvement. And the doctors have indicated that they can come home later in this week. Grant a humble and a broken heart unto those parents. We remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. May the kingdom of Satan be broken down. May many keepers, may they be felled. May they be given to hand in their weapons, not only in an outward way, but where among the nations of the earth, the enmity against thee, thy word, and against thy living church is greatly on the increase. But may they be felled by free and sovereign grace, as thou wast done in the life of Saul on the way to Damascus, O Lord. Wilt thou convert us and our children, as thou hast converted all thy people? Thou art speaking by thy judgments. Thou speakest by thy word, then truly thou canst say, what more could have I done to my vineyard that I have not done unto it? Oh, come then down with thy spirit, with thy power and with thy blood, and that amongst us and our children, that it may be experienced in many a heart, that the Lord is risen indeed, that Joseph is still alive, and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Then under thy judgments, then we commend unto thee also the government of this province. Wilt thou grant them wisdom and understanding? Wilt thou remember all those that are affected with that disease and other diseases? We commend unto thee all those that work in the medical field. Lord, wilt thou teach us the exceeding sinfulness of sin? We now humbly ask thee for thy help in this morning. May it please thee to open thy word a little, Oh, a few loaves, a few fishes, when it shall please thee to multiply the same, then there shall be more than enough. Wilt thou gladden with thy divine deeds? Wilt thou open our ears, take away everything that could be a hindrance? And may the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 29. The stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee, O Lord, I fly, and on thy help depend. Thou art my Lord and King most high. Do thou my soul defend. The extra collection today is for the Bethesda Building Fund. Psalter 29, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 28, the verses 1 through 4. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Our text words speak of the blessed resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. With three thoughts, in the first place, the Father's declaration. In the second place, the seeking women. And in the third place, the frightened keepers. The blessed resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father's declaration, as we find it in the verses 2 and 3. The seeking women in verse 1, and the frightened keepers in verse 4. Beloved congregations, then by renewal, then we may be given to commemorate the glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, where it was declared on that day, the Lord is risen indeed. And now on this special Lord's Day, then we may still proclaim, and we may still listen to the holy word of God, but under the judgments of the Lord. And may we as a people be given to feel the hand of the Lord, that there may be souls in this day that are sad, that are sorrowful, when they can no longer go with the multitude to keep holy day in the house of the Lord. Because in the scriptures, there the Lord has promised a special blessing in his house, his special presence. Oh, when we think of the people of old, then the house of the Lord has been desecrated. They have been carried into Babylon. May it become our guilt, and may it please the Lord to grant repentance. The Lord is risen indeed, young and old. What does that message mean to us? Have there been thoughts and exercises in the past week concerning the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? And then we have heard on Friday evening that a people have returned, that they have smote upon their breast. When Jerusalem has felt the tremor, that earthquake which the Lord has sent upon Jerusalem, then there were many troubled people. And now the Lord is sending, as it were, an earthquake concerning disease, where the whole earth is trembling. Oh, it is true, concerning outward things. And may it please the Lord to grant that that calling may be used, that we, by the grace of God, that we may be given to tremble before His majesty, that we may be given to see the exceeding sinfulness of sin, That rule may be made by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit for him who was born in the manger of Bethlehem, who was suffered and died, but who was risen again for the ingathering and for the keeping of his church. Oh, concerning this day, then the psalmist has already declared, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Oh, have we ever become glad that there is a God in heaven, that he has sent his dear Son upon the world, that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. But then the psalmist has also added in Psalm 118, verse 21, save us, we beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech thee, send now prosperity, with a prayer that the risen King, that he may work mightily, lovingly and irresistibly amongst us and our children. Then with the death of Christ, then the Father has seen to it that his beloved Son would receive an honorable burial. Were the enemies, the enemies, they have even listened better than the church. In the hall of Caiaphas, then the accusation was brought forth, words which Jesus has spoken at the beginning of his ministry in John 2, verse 19. Break this temple down, and in 3 days I will build it up again. The enemies have remembered. They have said that the deceiver has said. They have listened better than the church. The church, they were still so ignorant in heavenly ways. Nowadays we have a Christendom. They know exactly how it should go, how it must go. And they can talk, have a great knowledge of the Bible. But they have never learned that they did not know how to be converted anymore. Ah, such a poor, such a wretched and a needy sinner that I am. But now the Father, the enemies did not realize it. But then it was fulfilled, what the prophet Isaiah has declared in Isaiah 53, that he shall be with the wicked concerning his death, but also that he shall be with the rich in his death. Because in the first place, many times, those malefactors that were crucified, then a hole was dug, and that's where they were buried. But now the Son of God, honored by his Father, that he would receive a rich and an honorable burial. In the first place, it was in a garden. In the second place, it was a new tomb. In the third place, a royal seal. And in the fourth place, a watch and a guard. In Psalm 41, verse 8, concerning David, then the enemy is said, he that lieth down shall rise no more. Then the devil with his followers, they have made that great fast. But now the Lord, according to his promise, and according to the types of the Old Testament, think of Isaac was, as it were, 3 days dead when they went on Mount Moriah. Think of Jonah, the 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish. And then we read in our text, and behold, there was a great earthquake. Then the Father has sent a great earthquake on Good Friday We read of an earthquake, but on the morning, the first day of the week. And then we read of a great earthquake. Then the earth is shook. And then the Lord sent an angel from heaven, an ambassador, which obeyed the commands of the Lord. When we think of angels concerning the ministry of Jesus Christ, we read of an angel, angels at his birth. We read concerning angels, concerning the temptation after the temptation in the wilderness. And then we read of angels, an angel in the Garden of Gethsemane. But we do not read of an angel when Christ is hung on the cross of Calvary, his deep and bitter suffering, and no angel to strengthen, forsaken of God. But now at the appointed time, on the third day, the first day of the week, and this is the day which the Lord has made, and then the Father has sent that angel accompanied with a great earthquake, and then that angel not caring about the seal, but then he has fulfilled the commandment of the Master, and then the stone was rolled away. Already on Good Friday, then the Father has given his divine amen upon the finished work of Jesus Christ, where the veil was rent from the top to the bottom, signifying that all the types and the ceremonies, they were fulfilled in his dear Son. Oh, in the Old Testament, then the altar where the fire must always burn, then it was declared never enough. But now on Good Friday, when Christ has cried out, it is finished, then the veil was rent. But now on the morning of the first day, then the Father's amen upon the perfect and finished work of his dear Son, then the Father was declaring that justice was satisfied. And now when that amen, what a rich instruction lies thereon in for the child of God, the Father's amen. Oh, in that garden, then the angel has come down and rolled that stone from the grave because the debt was paid. The Father's justice was satisfied. And in the resurrection of Christ, we read in Romans 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. In the state of humiliation, Christ has merited salvation for his people. And that is still proclaimed in many churches. But now in the state of exaltation, then he applies that merited salvation to his church. And now Christ has said in John 14, verse 19, because I live, ye shall live also. And now through the resurrection of Christ, through his life, in the way of application, it is true. Concerning that justification, there is a justification for the church from eternity in the Council of Peace. In the justification of Christ, there lies the justification of the church. And therefore, to that end, in the moment of the Lord's good pleasure, when a sinner is regenerated, then the Lord looks down upon a sinner in the Son of His eternal love. Then the Spirit takes abode in such a heart. That does not mean, of course, that such a soul has knowledge of the same. Thus the blessings of the resurrected Lord, justification, regeneration, and when Christ is declared the instructors of our Heidelberg Catechism, and Lord's Day number 17 have spoken of those blessings of that new life. That is sanctification, be ye holy, for I am holy. But in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, then he has obtained the victory over death. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, that long chapter concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, then at the end, then he breaks forth an exclamation. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, in that chapter, then he has declared that for God's people, death is the last enemy. And alas, alas, we live in a time, as a general rule, there are exceptions. The Lord still has a remnant. But as a general rule, for the unconverted, but also for God's people, that so many times, most of the time, that it seems that death has so little impression. We can speak about death, and yet that we do not comprehend what death is. May the Lord a grander revival. But now with the resurrection of Christ, then death, then Christ has obtained the victory. And also in the resurrection of Christ, a pledge of the glorious resurrection of the body in the great day of judgment. The Lord is risen indeed. Young and old, what does the resurrection of Christ now mean to us? Can have an understanding of it in our mind. And also in the life of Zion, there can be much contemplation of the truth. But now in the way of experience, to be led into those things. Oh, to hear that the Lord is risen indeed, that it may be proclaimed as it was in the book of Genesis. Oh, when Joseph has sent those messengers, that Joseph is still alive and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt, young and old. Are you glad that there is a God in heaven? Are you glad that there is a God that reigns? Are you glad? Have you been given to rejoice and bow under all the attributes of the Lord? Have you been given to adore him? But have you also learned that you have sinned so grievously against that good doing and that just God? Have you learned to cry for mercy? The Lord is risen indeed in the life of the disciples. It did not begin with Easter. They have sat under his feet as prophet with great delight. They have desired him as king. And now in the evening of this day, oh, are there souls that are burdened with her guilt? Are there souls with riddles, with perplexities that know it no more? Ah, that in this morning, that have cried unto the Lord, that have begged for a little instruction, that have begged for a visit. Oh, a people with a heart full of love. The Lord is risen indeed. Then under the judgments of the Lord, coronavirus, then the thoughts do multiply, even with worldly people. Sometime you even meet people in the world that start speaking of the last times, and that start speaking of God who do not think so much of God. And hitherto, the Lord has wonderfully watched over us. The Lord has risen indeed. Oh, blessed that people that may have Him for their King, who was promised to care, provide, protect, it is true. Sometime the Lord uses judgments as a chariot to take His people into heaven, that they may be delivered from the self, from the world, and from the devil. The Lord is risen indeed. And now, in the time that Christ has died, and the time thereafter, oh, it is true, the world was also troubled. We have heard on Good Friday that people went home, they smote their breasts. They have cried out, His blood be upon us and our children. That people, when they have seen the darkness, the earthquake, has not left them untouched. What it must have been for Pontius Pilate on the first day of the week, when he felt that, because it is written specifically, a great earthquake, whole Jerusalem was shaken. Then how Pontius Pilate, how many fathers and mothers, how many children must have cried and said, Father and Mother, what have you done? That you have cried out, crucify Him, crucify Him. How is it with us people in these days and under the judgments of the Lord? Oh, have we become troubled? Have we even in an outward way that we have repented of our sin? Our second thought, the seeking women. Are there souls that are jealous of those women? Those women, they had a great need, a heart full of love. We read of different ones when we compare the Gospels. And then we read of Mary Magdalene, whom Christ cast those seven devils. Mary of James and Joseph. Joanna, that was the wife of Cusa, an official of King Herod, who would ever expect her, although it began not here, because also of Joanna. We read in Luke 8, the first verses, that she was one of the women that have ministered unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, in the life of the church, it begins not with Easter and Good Friday. Salome, another Mary, and then there were women that were not named, other women. Do you know who they are, congregation? Are there still amongst us that know what it means? Other women that are not named. Do you still have a name, congregation? What is your name? Is it still an unconverted boy and girl? Unconverted youth? Unconverted middle-aged? Even an unconverted older one. Do you really know what you are saying? Do you ever think about it, what it is to be unconverted? An enemy of the King that has risen out of the grave, who was Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and there has never been one, and there never shall be one, that shall win the battle. And I read Philippians 2, the verses 9 and 10, that Jesus was given a name above every name, and at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. For God's people willingly and lovingly, with a desire, that people could not bow low enough, they could even crawl under the dust as an unworthy one. And the enemies, they shall have to bow at last. Thus, among that group, a minimum perhaps of seven, it's not so clear which Marys are meant, but a minimum of six or seven other women that had no name. Are there souls that know what it is? Is there a people that have not a name? What kind of people is that? That is a people that has been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit as a fruit of the merits of Jesus Christ. That is a people that have learned to weep. That is a people that have learned the exceeding sinfulness of sin. And that is a people that have fled out of the city of destruction, that have bid farewell to the world. Only find out that the world does not bid farewell to them so quickly, although can be, and may we be spared from going into the world. It can be when we go into the world that is very sad. And when the Lord yet converts us, those are the exceptions, young people. It is the ordinary way when in the providence of the Lord we are brought up under the truth that the Lord keeps us. But then when the Lord converts us, and then we go to our friends and tell them that we cannot do what they are doing because it is against God's word, then, of course, the many times the world will say, we can no longer go with you. But that people without a name, also those two travelers to Emmaus, Cleophas and the other had no name. Thus, that is a people where the bridge to the world has been taken up. But so many sins, so many riddles, so many perplexities in so many different ways. Of course, that people, they receive in the moment of regeneration faith, hope, and love. And they have been given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, the sweetness of His service, and therefore ruin for the world, but no freedom to place themselves or call themselves a child of God. Concerning that knowledge, concerning their sins, it's true. When the Lord comes over, then it is good. But concerning their sins, that burden, nevertheless, women, early in the morning hour, when we compare the Gospels, one it speaks of dark, the other the dawning of a day, the other a little further, not so easy, not so difficult. They have begun when it was dark. When they have come closer to the grave, it became lighter. What a blessing it was for those women that they have respected and honored the Sabbath day. That we also keep the Lord's Day holy, congregation, in all aspects. Now, we must not see it as a day. We may not do this. We may not do this. There are many things we may do. Think of all the Lord's days that we could come up to God's house. I hope many may be given to meditate upon all the blessings which the Lord has granted, have taken for granted. Maybe even sometime there are children that have not went so willingly, but now the Lord is speaking. But now think of those women. Such a respect for the Sabbath day. That after they have come from the grave, they have quickly bought some more spices with the intention that on the first day of the week that they could come to the grave and even anoint him, although they have seen Nicodemus 100 pounds of spices. But when there is love. Do we not read in Psalm 116, verse 12, what shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits bestowed upon me? And that people, they've come so, we may say it so, in the guilt, that they cannot render unto the Lord what He has given unto them. And now those women, they had such a desire that they may even anoint him more fully and better. But now think of it, boys and girls. If those women had not kept the Sabbath day holy, they have not made an excuse. Sometime with exceptional circumstances, then we are quick to make an excuse. Or when it hurts our pocketbook, then we are quick to make an excuse for the Lord's Day, of course. Clearly written in God's Word that works of mercy and necessity must be done. They must continue. But now think of it. If those women had come on the Sabbath day, they have not honored the Sabbath day, then they would have come to that grave. They would have beheld the seal. They would have seen the keepers, maybe scolded, maybe arrested. Then they would have went home with their spices, not even enabled to anoint the body of their dead master more fully. I read in 1 Samuel 2, verse 30, those that honor me, I will honor, but those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Does not mean that it shall not be tried. Oh, many times, say most of the time, for a people that is given to walk according to God's word, it shall be deeply tried. But then what a wonder also in that respect. When the true child of God may be given to experience, the Lord is risen indeed, that He knows of me, that He cares for me. Also concerning the virus, we think of the great multitudes that have been laid off. What a concern concerning our daily bread. What a blessing it is when Elijah, by the brook, when those ravens may come, and when the brook dries up to wait upon the Lord, we are so quick to run ahead of the Lord. Waiting is so difficult. But to wait for instruction. And now those seeking women, they have set out early in the morning, very troubled and very distressed. We must leave those women lie at the moment. And this evening, when the Lord grants it, we hope to speak further of the needs, the distress, but also of the visit those women have received. We must still say a few words about our third thought, but let us first sing. Psalter 416. 3 and 5. O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why disquieted in me? Hope in God, thy faith retrieving. But let him still thy refuge be. And what follows? Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 5. The blessed resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father's declaration. The seeking women. And then concerning those women. Then there are still many matters that we must speak about. Oh, the questions, the perplexities, and the riddles of those women. But also concerning their spices, what those spices are, and what it is to prepare those spices. And for the true child of God to learn concerning those spices, that in the way of justification, no value, but so precious in the way of sanctification. Then we must still speak concerning those women with the question that they had concerning that great stone. Who shall roll away that stone? But also the encouragement for the true child of God, for those true seekers. Because do we not read in Proverbs 8, verse 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early, they shall find me. Or do you think, congregations, that the Spirit shall work that love, that He shall grant that seeking, that He shall grant that preparing of spices? Oh, it is true. We shall still hear from those women that their knowledge was small, that they were still so ignorant in heavenly ways, but that they had a heart abounding with love. Oh, tell me, congregation, it is true. Oh, in the life of the child of God, for their comfort, then they need to be instructed by the Spirit concerning the things declared in the Word of God, how a hell-worthy sinner may be saved with the upholding and glorification of all the attributes of the Father. And nevertheless, tell me, what is now more beautiful when you have a young man that marries a bride to be his helpmeet, a very intelligent bride, a very smart one, but a one that is not so loving, a one that is hard, not a loving helpmeet, or to have a young man that has found a bride, it is true, maybe not so intelligent, maybe she makes mistakes, maybe she needs much instruction, but a loving helpmeet, oh, that shows her love in so many ways. What is now more desirable? You know the answer, but now our third point. The frightened keepers. And then we read in the verses 11 through 15 that the Sanhedrin, the chief priests, that they have remembered the words of Jesus Christ, that He would arise. So they have went to Pontius Pilate, and they have asked in the verses 11 through 15, there we read what has taken place with those keepers after, what has taken place before at the end of chapter 27. And then Pontius Pilate has given them their desire, and then He has given them a watch. The grave was sealed. And then those keepers, they were to watch over that grave, that the disciples would not come, as the chief priests have feared, and would take the body, steal the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and perhaps say that He was risen. And so those keepers, they have stood on guard the whole night. Undoubtedly, not so easy. Those keepers have also experienced 3 hours darkness. The sun has not shone. And they have experienced the earthquake with the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. have experienced that something extraordinary has taken place. But extraordinary things without the work of the Holy Spirit, that shall not convert us. And now those keepers, early in the morning, they thought their task would soon be to an end, that there would be a change of guards. Then that angel has come into the garden, and we have heard it. His countenance was like lightning, boys and girls. When the Lord sends the lightning, then how afraid we are. Then we feel a little of our smallness and of the Lord's greatness, and His raiment white as snow. And then we read of those keepers, and for fear of Him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Thus when that angel has come, it has not left them bold, unmoved, cold, but they began to shake. How was it with us congregations in this morning? Do you have to say that under all the sermons that you have heard, oh, I hope there were times, boys and girls, also older ones, that you have it not so easy. But when you hear of those keepers that they did shake, that maybe in this morning you have to say, "Ach, Lord, what shall it now take to bring me on my knees, given to hand in my weapons of enmity, to forsake the world and to become a seeker? Because Thou art speaking in the way of judgments, and out of Thy word we may hear of the wonderful things of the Lord, the death of Thy Son, the exceeding sinfulness of sin, of that glorious resurrection. He is risen indeed. He is King of kings, Lord of lords, that every knee shall bow." And now I am here this morning listening to Thy word, as hard as a rock maybe. How deeply we have fallen. Those keepers, they at least did shake, made an impression. And then we read that that angel rolled a stone away, sat upon the same, defied all the powers of hell and upon this earth, was an angel sent by the Father. Do we not read concerning the Assyrians that one angel has slain 185,000 in one night? The keepers did shake and they fled. Are there still those keepers in our day? What do you think, congregations? Were those keepers only something when Christ has been crucified and buried? Or are there still many keepers in our day? And then we must not only think of other people, but then we must think of ourselves. Let us mention a few of those keepers. If we think of the Jewish nation, then what a keepers there are among them that deny that the Messiah has come, that He has risen, that there is still that veil, that stone before the Jewish nation. May the Lord hasten the time that that veil, that that stone and that even those keepers, those strict Jews, that they may be converted and confess that Jesus is the Messiah indeed. What a keepers there are in our country. Schools, colleges, universities, courts, government offices, where the Word of God, as it were, behind the stone, denied. We think in our schools concerning creation, then what a keepers there are that the light of God's holy word may not be proclaimed, that the Lord is risen indeed. But are those keepers only to be found in the Jewish nation and in our country? Then it is good that we come a little closer. Of course, we could also speak keepers in a political way. When we think of the media, that is mainly to the left, against God, against Him that is risen indeed, then they are keepers that keep the truth from the masses of the people. Much deceit, many stones, but now a little closer. How is it with our conscience, young and old? Know what a conscience is, right? That's that voice that speaks when we hope or are planning to do something wrong. And then, alas, we can be such a keeper that we try to put that stone or keep a stone in front of our conscience that it shall not speak too loudly and that we may still have our way. Could we not speak of parents when we do not instruct our children according to the whole Bible? When our walk and our example is not according to what we teach our children, is it then not, as it were, that we are a keeper, that we put a stone upon God's word, that our children shall not hear? Can we not also speak when we consider all our new technology? Maybe there are many husbands, families, not a filter, not an accountability system, and that family members are watching things that are very wrong against the seventh commandment and other sins. We do not have to multiply it out, but that there are keepers, a stone, trying to hide. We cannot hide from the Lord, but hiding from our wife, from our parents, what we are doing, then we resemble those keepers at the grave. There shall be a time, those keepers, came a time that they began to shake, and they have fled. We could speak of keepers in the business world, that there is much dishonesty, that we try to cover our evil business practices with a stone, that our neighbor shall not find out, can be under many different terms. And those keepers, they were bribed with money. Do we not read in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, that the love of money is the root of all evil? Thus keepers, a stone, covering the Word of God and many other things. But then we read in our text that there came a time, and may that be today. What a blessing that would be. If keepers trying to hide, we have mentioned many different keepers, and let us not look at our neighbor, turn it unto ourself. Can also be with the church, office bearers, that we do not, because of fear of man, do not admonish, bring the whole truth. What a responsibility. But in our text, those keepers began to shake. May that be given in this day. Be given to confess what we have been trying to hide. And not only shake and tremble for the consequences of sin, because we do not read that those keepers were converted. They were bribed with money. Nevertheless, they began to shake and they have fled. Do we not read in Psalm 2, why do the heathens rage? And the people imagine a vain thing, kings of the earth, and the rulers have taken counsel together, saying, let us break their bands asunder, cast their cords from us. And then I read in verse 4, but he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. Congregation, when we resemble those keepers, then it is necessary that we begin to shake and tremble before the majesty of God, and that we may come on our knees, and that a need may be born for him who was risen indeed. Because Christ has also come for such people. He has come for sinners, even the chiefest of sinners. What shall it be to be such a keeper to the end of our life? And then the angel of death shall come. Can be. We can be so hardened that we sleep right to the end. But when we think of the great day of judgment, Christ is risen indeed, the Lord, then we shall all behold him. And now at the grave, there was still a possibility for keepers to run away as fast as they could from that grave, from that angel whose garments were white. That is purity. Sin has no communion with holiness. And then those keepers were given to run, but young and old. If we are still found to be a keeper at the end of our life, an enemy of the risen Lord, of his word, of his law, of his ways, of his grace, of his dear Son, then tell me, on that great day of judgment, when we shall see the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and we shall all see him, the risen Lord, who was called, who has invited, who has proclaimed that there is a way for the chiefest of sinners to be saved, who was called to repent also under the judgments of the Lord. Oh, it is true. Those keepers, what a difficult life they have here below. The difficulty of being found out, hopefully a troubled conscience. Oh, may many keepers be given to fall and to confess and to cry. But not everything comes to light here below. But in the great day of judgment, then it shall all be uncovered. And then tell me, young and old, if we are still such a keeper as an enemy. These keepers, they have ran away, but where shall you run to? No place. I even read in Revelation 6, verse 16, that such keepers, they shall cry to the mountains and to the hills, cover me from the wrath of the Lamb. Does not say the wrath of the lion, but the wrath of the Lamb. But oh, young and old, then in this day it may be declared that the Lord is risen indeed, that He is King, and He is continuing. Also in the year 2020, as that risen and exalted Lord, together, but also to lead and to instruct this church, oh, on the day of the resurrection, what wonderful visits that the church has received. Oh, those visits of love, of compassion, oh Christ, as that risen Lord, as a Joseph, with yearning bowels, a desire to reveal Himself and to say unto them, I am Joseph, whom thou wast sold into Egypt. Oh, the Apostle Peter, he may declare concerning the risen Lord. In 1 Peter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom through His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Let us close. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then we may hear and we may commemorate by renewal that the Lord is risen indeed. Then we have heard of thy Zion. We have also heard of those keepers. May we be given to examine each our hearts. And O wonder-doing God, wilt thou perform those wonders of free and sovereign grace? Oh, what greater token could thou grant unto us and our children that the Lord is risen indeed? Then when it would be heard that boys and girls, youth, middle-aged and elderly ones, that they were converted unto thee, oh, that they would be so busy with the gathering of those spices. What greater token could thou grant than when those that are building upon false foundations, that they would be uncovered? But oh, that thy people, that they may receive as instruction, a visit, a confirmation, to be led further in the ways of the Lord, to receive that assurance that He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Ah, Lord, under thy judgments, hold thy hand not still, but stretch out thy almighty and loving hand and remember us and our children with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people, Lord. Remember us in the furtherance of this Lord's day. Wilt thou grant opening of thy word in the furtherance of this day? Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 392, the stanzas 3 and 6. O Lord, bow the heavens in my descent. Touch thou the hills and mountains rend, and they shall smoke and flame. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service on Wednesday at 7 p.m. with Reverend Adams officiating, and the consistory meeting scheduled for Tuesday, April 14, has been canceled. Psalter 392, the stanzas 3 and 6. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.